Today we are joined by X Factor legend and agent Castleford, all-round good egg, and stuntman, based on what we learned about him before. It's Jack Walton, everybody. Morning, Jack.
Morning.
Now, you know in the States today it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to put you to the test now. I've got 10 things that the UK is most thankful to the US for, according to a survey.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you, I'm not even going to ask you to give me the whole 10, but see whether you can give me three things that the UK is grateful to the United States for, and let's see whether any of those three are in the 10.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
No.
McDonald's.
I'm gonna allow that. We're gonna go for hamburgers.
So I'll give you hamburgers. One there. Yeah.
Hamburgers. Yeah. That's at number six of all the things in the top 10 that we're grateful to the US for. Hamburgers.
Family Guy.
That's not on there. I'm grateful to America for that. Think of another TV show.
Friends.
Friends is in there. Friends is at number five. Yeah.
Ooh.
And we're looking for one more thing. What kind of technology do you use on a daily basis?
Apple.
Yeah, that's the number one thing. Apparently, we in the UK are most grateful to the States for Apple and anything Apple-related, from the iPads to the iPod to the Mac to the iPhone. Number 10 of the things that we're most grateful to the US for was Elvis. At 9 was milkshakes. Scented candles at 8. Americano coffee at 7. At 6, hamburgers. Number 5, friends. Wheeled luggage at number 4. Credit cards at number 3. Light bulbs at number 2. And Apple at number 1.
Wheeled luggage.
I know.
Only Americans have done that.
I know. The rest of us, we were getting our upper body strength as we were going on holiday, but the Americans...
Get it on your shoulder.
Drag it. Take it for a walk. What is the USA most thankful to the UK for? See if you can name three things.
Yorkshire puddings.
No. No, I don't know. Are they big on Yorkshire puddings, the Americans?
They need to try them out, actually, aren't they?
They probably do, yeah.
But roast dinner? What about roast dinner?
No.
No?
No, but what kind of beverage might you enjoy in the morning?
Oh, a cup of tea, Yorkshire tea.
A cup of tea. At number 10, it was whiskey. 9, scones. 8, picnics. 7, English breakfast tea.
This has learnt me a lesson, you know.
And, well,
I really need to, like, learn what we've come up with,
yeah,
to be a bit more passionate about it.
At number 6, and you can see why they and the rest of the world would be grateful for the toilet. Apparently,
toilet?
Yeah, they're very grateful. It was invented by an English guy called Thomas Crapper, just in case you weren't sure. True story. It's a history lesson as well as breakfast show. Tea makes it twice at 7 for English breakfast tea. At number 5, afternoon tea. Number 4, they're grateful for James Bond. Number 3, they're grateful for the internet.
Oh, come on, we smashed them there.
Yeah, we've absolutely nailed it, haven't we? Number 2, they're grateful for television.
Yeah, we've smashed them.
Number 1, randomly, I thought they would be more grateful for television and the internet, but apparently the Americans are most grateful to us over here in the UK for the Beatles. It's a lesson learned on Thanksgiving.
What about One Direction, though?
One Direction aren't in there. They're not in there.
They're not.
No.
They'll be on next year.
Are you after the X Factor and stuff, are you quite tight with people like One Direction now or not?
One of them, Louis.
Yeah,
Louis
are you?
One Direction.
Well,
yeah,
he's a Yorkshire boy as well, isn't he?
Yeah, I think that's why we got on.
After the X Factor, what would you say is the most showbiz number in your phone now?
Yeah, it's got to be Louis Thompson.
Louis.
Or Mel B.
That's not a bad number to have. And who's the most showbiz tweet you've had?
Ashton Kutcher.
What? Seriously?
Yeah, he shared my audition, my first audition, and put "this kid's got it."
That's really impressive. I'm very impressed. And you know, if this journey was worth nothing else, it was worth me being impressed with you. So there you go. Dreams are made. Listen,
I can retire
Jack,
now.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so
You're
much
welcome.
For being a patron of our charity as well, Cash for Kids. If you want to find out more about Jack's work with Cash for Kids and about our Mission Christmas appeal, please go to radioair.com/Mission Christmas. For the time being, Jack, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.